Learning for Real is all about going on fancy adventures. Real education is about entering the class of learning. That's it. Documentaries are great, so as long as they're built on facts, but world's most beloved books are better, as they are loved for their wisdom. Narrated books are probably better still, and you can't go wrong with A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson and Death by Black Hole by Neil deGrasse Tyson, Demon Haunted World by Carl Sagan, and The Story of Philosophy by Will Durant are also very, very nice. As with everything, seemingly everywhere, people will come to tell you that science popularizers can't teach. Boo-hoo. That you can't get an education out of a fun book. They'll hold up math as proof, thinking that this will stick the most. But they don't really know real math, and those who do know the most boring side of it. Like with programming, where a programmer is a person that can write fancy programs. To know mathematics means to be able to synthesize new mathematical ideas. Even if those ideas were had before, synthesis will eventually take you out into terra incognita. To get started with that, begin building a universe with p5.js and math as code. You don't have to build a simulation, create pixel art games, build a game around concepts in physics, warping space to seemingly move faster than light, traveling at near light speed, superluminal motion and relativity of things in the universe, paradoxes in physics and astrophysics, and even listening to radio signals. And to get into the zone, just start by remaking your favorite games as pixel art games. You can see, without me trying to even try to convince you, how fun, mysterious, and fascinating math is when you learn real math for real. Before all this, get mad or at least become suspicious about people with all the answers. Because being given all the answers without thinking and effort is often an attack with the aim of preventing you from asking real questions, big questions. When you don't ask questions, and when you don't question results of everybody else's work, you become a tool to make other people's lives easier. Finally, don't just start by listening to a neat book. Start by buying a backpack and slowly fill it with neat and mysterious camping things. You don't have to go far. Setting up camp and spending a day taking pictures at a local state park while listening to your favorite books is perfect. So as long as you bring some fruit and have a neat picnic too.